picture perfect. I pot a perfect picture. I'm telling you, man, the crew is trying to, like, get some shit situated. Now that we on the 85 app, they record before we even get out the car.
So, yeah, y'all make sure y'all go subscribe over there, man. Get you a channel 85. You know what I'm saying? Go through your free trial and keep that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, they do got free trials. I forgot about that. They got a free trial. We need a QR code.
You never signed up before, I believe. Mm-hmm. I think it might just be 7 days.
Right.
But, you know, it's long enough for you to know that there's some dope shit on there.
Yeah. Hey, women that beg, I have a suggestion.
Oh, okay.
Get yourself a QR code. Make it easy on me.
That's next level.
Make it easy on me. I feel like the effort in that is enough to be like, you know what? I'll shoot that to you. That's all right. I feel like you're a professional beggar because you could be a professional at everything.
That's true.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if your thing is asking for money and you can get it to a point to where it becomes like a business and you like, oh, I got a business plan and if I ask for this much money, I'll be, shit, I don't know. I might not give it to you every time, but I think I would respect it more than just the normal may I have, can I have.
QR code.
QR code.
It's one of the givers. He's telling y'all. I'm not a giver, so I don't give a fuck.
I'm trying to think if it'll...
Now you ask me, if you're not one of my children, get the fuck out of my head.
I'm trying to think if it'll work for men like that, though.
No. Because now, even now, bro, you can't ask for nothing. Like, even on your birthday, bro, if you post your Cash App and the shit, niggas is talking about you.
Oh, yeah, nigga.
Look at this nigga begging for money on his birthday.
Get your life together, birthday boy.
You can't. The girls can pin the money to their shirt and walk around, everybody just giving money. You can't do that.
Strangers giving them money.
Right.
People that you never met.
I've never seen a nigga with money pinned to their shirt, and I hope I don't.
I have.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, that nigga drink out of straw with a beer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
It's women that got it crazy. Hey, you know what? You seen the dude that turned himself into a dog for like...
Yeah, I seen that. Man. He spent $20,000 to do that, man.
That's how much it was, 20 grand. I said, damn, man, you know, he's so crazy. He probably thinking the same thing. I be thinking, like, women do love dogs. Like, you know what I'm saying? He probably seen one getting petted and kissed on and all kind of shit. He's like, I don't get no love.
I want some of that.
Right.
That's a wild thing.
You could have literally paid $20,000 for some pussy.
Right. Over. You could have. Never mind.
Talk about it, Kamal.
Nah, it was a bad thing.
Oh, damn. I'm the only one that say bad things on this show. Damn it.
Nah, because it would have.
I need to get me a family so I can watch my mouth.
I don't want to say nothing that sounds like I support sex trafficking.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would have been a lot, Kamal. Thank you for holding that back.
I just wanted to clarify that.
The explanation make it seem like you need to say it now.
But to say you could...
You could buy
a whole...
Oh, all right.
For $20,000.
Yeah, I don't think that was that bad. Yeah, I think the explanation was worse than what you said. Oh, okay. I think you just said that. That would have flew right through.
Yeah, you could buy...
Yeah, you definitely for 20 grand.
Russian, Chinese. It's getting worse.
Nah, you know them Asians, man. They'll do whatever.
That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah, well, they got what you got. You ever see a nigga with an Asian woman, you know what time it is.
Yeah, I be seeing them on 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah. They be treating them like shit on there, though.
They do.
They be reversing that shit.
That shit crazy, man. That's a wild show if y'all never seen it.
Yeah, do you have to audition for that show, or do they find these people?
Oh, I think they just be having the little things on, you know what I'm saying? If you or somebody you know.
Huh?
They audition, I got hit up for them.
Oh, man, hold on.
I was on Married at First Sight.
Time out, man. Time out. We need to pause. We need to put Ferg up here anyway. Come on, Ferg.
You was almost on Married at First Sight.
You busy, Ferg?
Hold on.
Give me 30 minutes, man.
I was literally interviewed.
Hold on. Don't say it now.
Because I watched that shit, too.
Oh, nah, nigga.
Did you see the one where the guy was like, the wife he got matched with, they was like, do you have any issues? And he was like, yeah, her body's nice, but I don't like her face.
He had a tip drill. That nigga didn't want to pay for the tip drill.
Yeah, he was like, y'all couldn't have found a better looking woman. We in Atlanta or something.
I gotta watch this show. I like it. They be roasting like a
television, man.
Yeah, I be seeing the clips and shit. They be roasting each. I mean, like the women be roasting the men on the clips. That's what I see. But the niggas be like some of the weirdest looking niggas on earth, though. Like, where are you finding them?
The women be a little weird, too, man. Oh.
Okay, it's been a minute. Married versus single. This is the segment where we give scenarios from separate points of views of married and single, and then we try to answer it, and we leave it to you to answer at the end as well. First up, the single question to the married man. Come on, how long you been married?
12 years, going on 13 in a couple weeks.
I've been single for 3 times that amount. So, here's the question. You're living life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You're doing well, and you really like porn stars. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that's right. Your thing. And this is the OnlyFans era, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So the porn stars are reachable.
Very much so.
Boom, you mess around and catch one on the line. And then caught an OF-er.
Okay.
You dig. All
right.
And, you know, y'all are cool and y'all are kicking it. And, you know, she sets up a trip to go with her other homegirls, right? Other OFers. So now you about to have an OF of a time.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Sounds
yeah, right. Don't say too much. You married. Yeah. Okay, so boom. This is hypothetical. So boom.
So you're the only fan.
You're the only fan with the only fansters. You're the real only fan there.
Only fan.
Come on, man.
No more fans.
Come on, guy. Boom. All right, so in order to go, you know what I'm saying, you got to get your test or whatever. You get everything. Everything's cool. You get there. Obviously, everybody's tested. Sends their shit in the group chat, whatever. Comes to a point to where though, you know what I mean. You need to dip, so you have to get. This is a point in time where you have to fly with the COVID test. You had to get a test to fly in and out the country. Mm-hmm. So you get your shit on the wrong date, and you might end up missing your flight.
Right.
One of the OFers says, "Oh, nah, I could Photoshop that." You know what I'm saying? You be straight. Get you on the flight. I Photoshop everything.
Everything.
There we go. I was hoping you picked up what I was laying down. So now, with that with that phrase being in the air.
Oh, no.
With that phrase being in the air. Come on. What do you do? What do you do?
Because what else could everything mean? Because why are you even presenting the everything in this scenario?
Just on some braggadocious shit. Like,
no, I feel you.
Like, all efforts by and large don't have a lot of other things going on. So it's like, I could also do this.
Yeah.
You feel me? I do this with everything. I'm nice. Right. It's kind of like to reassure, like, you'll be fine.
But nah, I don't like
you don't know. So what's you do?
I don't like that. I mean,
I'm talking about you just touched down. It's 4 fine ones.
Is she the fifth?
No.
She, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, yeah, she the fourth. It don't matter the number, I guess.
Listen,
now,
man, I mean,
no, you know, it will matter the number, I guess. So she the third. It's 4 people total. You one of them. 3 women, 1 male.
Listen, man, I mean. I just ain't really fucking with her.
How you gonna say it?
Huh?
What you gonna say?
Shit, I don't. I mean, I don't know. What would y'all say? Cause listen,
what
I know
would
I
y'all
ain't.
Say? I really got to see what y'all would say.
I Photoshop everything.
I got to see what y'all say.
Nah, man.
Would you risk it for the biscuit?
Would you risk it for the biscuit? Because your test ain't Photoshop.
Come on.
Your shit real.
You came through.
You know what I'm saying?
But who knows?
Who knows?
Now.
Photoshop test, that's a wild thing, boy. Yeah, I don't know, man, but I know I'm not dipping my stick in there. I know that. Not with no, I Photoshopped
obvious
everything.
Answer.
Yeah.
What would you do?
What would y'all do?
Bam. Nice.
All right.
That's a good one.
So, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Right. It's the wife's birthday.
All
right. You decide. Birthday, you gonna take her on a little trip. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The place she always wanted to go with you. You haven't been able to do it. Just take a little quick trip down to Miami.
Okay.
Have a great time. Stay in a great hotel, rooftop pool, eat good all weekend. Have a great time. Come back home. Her birthday is actually on Monday.
Okay.
Right. Monday, you take everybody she know and she cool with out for dinner. You pay for it.
Mm.
She asks you what you getting her for her birthday. What do you do?
How old is she turning? His first question. How old is this ungrateful motherfucker? Cause she sound like she ain't had a lot of birthdays yet. You talking to me like that. Sound like she ain't been on the map too long, Kamal. What am I getting you? Alright. So, alright, let's be fair. This is my wife, so I think I would know her and know her personality and know that most women, wife or not, you can't ruin their birthday. Or it'll be bad for your marriage, at least the rest of that month or year, perhaps. So, man, I'm trying to get out my single man mind, because my single man mind done said bitch so many times. Well, a married man mind says, okay, here we go. What do you want for your birthday? Because I felt going somewhere you always wanted to go and having a nice dinner with your friends last night was a nice gift and a gesture. But there's something more that you want. I don't know what it could be, so please tell me. Bitch. I got me fucked up. Ooh-wee.
What would y'all do, man?
Hey, boy, that made my body hot.
What would y'all do? Word. Okay, so you married with several children.
Damn.
All of them are girls.
Let me check my account right quick. I just felt like just saying that made my shit go down.
You got one child in middle school, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is probably your one of the more reserved of your children. Very quiet, unassuming at this point in her life. So she got this girl that's been fucking with her at school. Okay. So this is school day. It's middle of the day, like 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter start texting. Like, this girl won't leave me alone. The teacher's not in here. This girl won't leave me alone. What do I do? You call the school and tell them school don't. What you tell your child to do?
Does she fight?
All your kids have hands.
Oh. Damn, well, I don't feel like I need to say much then. I've told the school. I told her. Now, if she don't want to get in trouble, I feel like there's a solution. You ask your daughter who's the best fighter in the school. The absolute best, the one that no one will mess with. More than likely, she's in a bad economic situation. And that's why she can fight so well. You go to this young lady and you pull out a crisp $20 bill. Middle school, 20 will do it. Maybe a 50. 50 for effect. And you sick her on that bully for a week straight. Don't even worry about it. I know you ain't got no family at home, so you could be suspended, stay home, eat noodles, cereal. Beat that girl ass every lunch so she don't even want to eat no more. Mess with my daughter. She got us fucked up. My daughter gonna stay in school. You don't need to be in school. That's tough. That is a tough situation, man. That bullying shit is real, like, not to make light of it. No. People do make light of it, but it's a real situation that could really affect children. So, but I mean, like, I feel like if your child is not afraid to fight and somebody's picking on them, it's either like get your roasting in or, you know what I mean, get the hands together.
Shout out to my daughter, cause she beat that girl ass.
Yeah, good.
That story went.
I got you.
Got it on video.
Oh, that's a new thing.
On video.
Yeah, girl, man.
In front of the whole school.
She can suspend it?
Nah, because it was on video. We went up to the school, like, how y'all going to suspend her? Well, we're literally calling up there, telling y'all.
Got you.
It's about to be a fight in the gym.
Okay.
If y'all don't go in there and stop it. Mm-hmm. Like, we calling up to the school, like, they're about to fight. There's like three classes full of children in the gym.
And nobody knows.
Ain't no teacher in there.
Oh, man.
There's about to be a fight in the gym.
Yeah.
Ain't go in there, so.
And if my daughter Lou is about to be a fight in that office with me and the principal, if it's a man.
Oh, nah, she beat that girl down the bleachers.
As I'm talking about.
From the middle to the gym floor, she beat that girl.
Ain't no secret. You got your ass whooped. Little girl. You get for picking or messing with people, man. Yeah, leave people alone, bro.
Leave people the fuck alone.
That's a good mess. That's a good lesson for that young lady, whoever lost that fight. That was probably going to help her out in life a lot.
I don't think it did, but
oh,
she
not yet.
Mess with my daughter.
Though. Nah, I got you. Got you.
This was years ago.
Yeah, middle school. All right. Here we go. So you're single.
Okay.
But you're in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Kind of serious. It's getting there. Okay.
Single, not married.
Though. Single, not married. Yeah. In a relationship, right, with a young lady that has a child.
Okay.
Teenager,
okay.
17.
All right.
Decent kid, you know what I mean? Kind of getting nerves, whatever, but it's a teenager, so you deal with it, and you really fucking with her, so you're going to try to do whatever you can to make it work. So much so that you told, you know, the kid, like, yo, you know, if you ever need me, here's my number, you know what I'm saying? Let me know something.
Right.
So he hits you one day from jail. Boom. You know what I'm saying? He says
17,
you know what I'm saying? It's not looking that good. If you could please, please come pick him up. You know what I mean? You get there.
Come bond him out.
Come bond him out. Okay. Yeah. Bond him out and pick him up. You get there, though, and you hear that it's about a murder.
Whoa.
Yeah. But you don't got to bond him out because he just told on somebody.
So he just needed to be picked up.
Now he needs to be picked up.
He needs a ride.
Now he just needs a ride. What do you do?
Oh, man. I mean, damn. I mean, he on the way home, so good for him, first
mm-hmm.
of all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what can you say? The damage is done. He's already snitched. Like, who? That's like, okay.
Now I'm saying you feel comfortable picking him up?
Oh, do I feel? Oh, that's a whole nother
yeah.
thing. Like, I need to ask a question on the phone. Like, who did you tell on?
Right.
Do they know?
No, you don't find out till you get there. You think you about to go bond him out. You don't know it's a murder, none of that shit. He called you and was like, yo, please come bond me out.
Down there.
You get down there, they're like, yo, it's a murder charge, but. You
good.
Can take
he's
him home.
Cooperating.
Yeah.
He's cooperating.
Mm-hmm. Be holding him for another hour and you can take him home. You got an hour to think about it.
Man, who know he down here? That's the first question. Where y'all,
man, these are 17-year-olds and it's a murder.
Where y'all pick him up at? And it's Atlanta.
17-year-olds and it's a murder? That shit is everywhere. That shit is everywhere, Kamal.
I ain't going to leave the young brother down there.
Mm-mm.
Because that's just not.
I did not.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, I would not.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave him down there. I would, you know what I'm saying, as the elder, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I would, he felt comfortable enough to reach out to me. I feel responsible enough to get him to safety.
That is very adult of you.
You know what I'm saying? Putting myself
hell yeah.
in harm's way.
Hell yeah.
I know the back streets.
That's a good call, yeah. As for someone that is not from Atlanta.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I can navigate
that doesn't
pretty well and not get. But that's tough, bro. That's tough, man. Because let me tell you something. As somebody who works, has worked in that field for many years, has dealt with many murder cases on the defense side, for the record, I never worked on the other side. Niggas know when you tell, bro.
Yeah.
When you get picked up and then you're not there, when motherfuckers is in the back and getting dressed out and they like, oh, where was such and such at? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the niggas start making phone calls like, hey, such and such got picked up with us, but he ain't in here. Depending on, you know what I'm saying, who you fucking with, shit can get murky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a dark one.
Yeah, man.
But I'm glad that he all right.
What would you do?
What would y'all do, man? Y'all gonna leave that little nigga down there?
Because if it happened to me, I feel like that was a job for Uber.
Oh, Uber was out?
Uber was out.
Yeah, that's a Uber. That's a good
it's
Uber.
Early Uber days.
That's a good Uber. But don't tell the Uber driver.
Nah.
Don't tell that nigga you snitch, because he might not pick you up.
Nah, man. It's a post office down the street. Walk down that post office. You can make it. Tell him you got on a blue shirt.
if you make it. Niggas might be waiting on you.
Hey, man, that's a job for the Uber man. He know the back streets.
No, he don't.
I don't.
That Uber man follow.
I know GPS. Who damn sure didn't know him. Your boy.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, man. That's tough. What would you do? That's a good one.
He be like, 7 times 6 is 42. One more stroke and I'll be through.
Your dad is
then he be like, 7 times. Yeah, my dad's crazy.
That nigga teaches you math and sex jokes.
And then that nigga was like, 9 times 5 is 45. If you keep looking, I throw it in your eye. Like, yo, y'all niggas are wild. Yeah, I'm sorry I ain't had that, Tyler, man. I want that for you, bro. Sorry, not that, man. But like, just bro. Your daddy having weird ass shit
eight
like
times
that.
7, 56. He do it again. Need to call CPS. Yo, daddy is crazy. We need to have him on the show too.
Boy.
Shit. And it's true. No.
Nah, make sure y'all check out the No Draws podcast.
Yep.
Starring Fur. He's got every guest that we've had and more. So y'all tap in. If y'all fuck with us, y'all fuck with
us. You have a few whites in there.
Oh, come on, man. Nigga said you had a few whites on there. We ain't had no white people on there.
Had no white people.
500 episodes.
All chocolate people.
I ain't had one white person on the show. And you want to know what? I had one.
Who?
But it just was weird.
All
right. Wait, what you mean it was weird? What was
nah,
it?
Because this is such a black space, I was like,
never mind.
Man, let them be awkward.
Like, I was like, do I want to even break?
Yeah. Y'all got to catch
you
these.
Been a good
guess, yeah. I mean, yeah, it ain't been on purpose. It just like.
Nah, yeah.
I literally just thought, like, damn, we have
yeah, not. I just. Yeah, we can. Y'all want to, you know.
Ain't nobody even really light skinned. Clayton,
the barrier,
lightest nigga we done had.
Yeah, that is definitely the lightest one y'all had.
Clayton is the lightest nigga we had.
Oh no, yeah, well, not a girl, Dominique. That was with
with
cheating ass Myron at one time.
Okay, yeah. The sheriff.
Sheriff,
he's mulatto for sure.
You niggas calling him mulatto.
What the fuck? Big lotto.
Oh, these niggas mulatto.
Nah, he got the hair and the skin, bro. He got it all, bro. Nigga, yeah, Jazz McGuire and the boy.
Oh, he.
Yeah, the Creole, like you said.
Oh, yeah, he got freckles and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And be red.
It's LaRue.
He said we have mulatto.
Yeah, we done had.
I feel like we had to have them. You know what I'm saying?
We had one white person. Damn,
mulattoes
so
is fucking.
No,
funny.
Joe Byers.
He was on the show?
Yes.
I thought he was sat in the background.
He was on with. Did that episode come out though?
Hell no. I ain't never seen a Joel Byers
this
nigga.
This was in the first, like the second studio.
You know how many times I've been in YouTube and I would have seen Joel Byers' face.
I don't think he was there though.
I think Joel was just sitting in the back like he was trying to like soak shit up. I don't think he ever got on the mic though.
I definitely seen him there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think that one came out, did it?
It's on audio.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. You gotta go way back in the time.
So y'all ain't never seen a white person on the show. Y'all done heard anything. One. You ain't seen them.
We heard the whites, but we ain't seen the whites.
We heard the whites. We heard the ones. All right, man. Oh, shoot. Sorry. Did I find it? Oh, okay, yeah. Here we go. Culture comments. We appreciate y'all always turning them in.
They be roasting the shit out of y'all.
I got two different ones, man. Same episode from the You Can't Be Late and Ugly episode. Dalvin Jordan, 8159, says, all of Remo's jeans are distressed because they got to go to the bathroom with him. That's such a complex joke if you know about Remo and why he's late. The nigga jeans is stressed out. I got to go in there with you.
He's the last person to use shrooms.
Gray Squad, ENT, 4615. Remo's kryptonite is Men's Warehouse. It's a whole lot of khaki in there. Good job, y'all. As always, man. Nigga said it's kryptonite. It's Men's Warehouse.
Y'all got no shows coming up? Did y'all?
Yeah. Be in Milwaukee this weekend, the weekend of the this one. Fucking the 4th and all that, but it's probably out before then. But the 11th, I'll be in Toledo at the Improv, and then the day after that, the Dayton Improv. Yeah. So 11th and 12th, Toledo and Dayton, and after that...
I can't believe you remember them dates, man.
I'm going to be because I got it in my calendar, and I just forgot when you said that last one.
That's my bad.
It's okay.
Toledo.
It's okay. Ohio. I'll be in Perrysburg, Ohio.
Hey. Yeah,
right back.
Yes, sir. You got a little Ohio run.
Ohio like black people, don't they?
Ohio. Y'all shouldn't have no excuse not to be going to see my nigga, man. He got 3 Ohio dates coming up.
In all places Ohio.
All you know what I'm saying? Central, northern, and some other place.
Every part of Ohio niggas don't be going to. I'm coming.
At least you going there in the summertime.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's going to be lit.
Because wintertime Ohio, woo.
That's the only time I've been to Cincinnati is in the wintertime. People came out, but it was cold. Cleveland as well. They came out. Shout out to y'all.
As fuck.
Shout out to y'all, man.
They be getting
came out still, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Well, God damn it.
So they used to that cold, man.
They are.
And they made us smoke outside.
And they made us smoke
outside. Oh, I wouldn't have smoked shit. He's like, I'll go put a jacket on and smoke my reefers.
You smoked in the car. Yeah.
You got to get to the car.
Yeah, it's about 14, like 4 or 5 steps to get to the car. You're like, ha! Shit! Got to smoke some reefer. But yeah, man, shout out to the cold cities that still come out and support black comedy. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate y'all. Oh, I think I got something coming on August. August 18th or 19th, we having a block party at Lilo Garden.
Oh, word.
Yeah, so we can bring up your old schools if you got it. We pulling up. I think he performing. I think I'm going to do a set and whatever else we going to do. They blocking the street off. So.
Oh, word. I might jump up there with y'all.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. We, man.
Might jump up there on stage with y'all, boy. Man.
Hey, man. Feel let me know if you coming, man.
18th and 19th?
It's only, I think it's 18th or 19th.
Oh, sorry. Okay, 18th.
It's a weekend. So 18th or 19th for Friday, whichever. I mean, Saturday. It's a Saturday.
Keep us posted like a note, my boy.
Hey.
Because it's going to probably be a lot of my family, a lot of four-wheeler activities.
19th, there it is.
It's the 19th, yeah. Yeah, my family is in bike life.
Let's go.
Whole family in bike life, so. You're going to see Harley Davidsons and old schools and.
Okay, that's what's up.
Dangling earrings.
That's where you got it from.
Yeah, man.
It's a family tradition.
Yeah. Bandanas, all that shit.
Oh, that's where the dangles come from?
Yeah,
man. My favorite uncle, man, that nigga's a wild nigga. He got married at 61, and that nigga turned 60 and came around the corner popping willies with no shirt on, overalls, and a top hat.
If y'all didn't know, Lawrence Taylor is his uncle. That's why he wear that earring.
I was like, I'm going to be this nigga when I get old. I don't give a fuck.
Ah. Give it to him. Is it that time?
I think it is.
Give it to him.
Pause. One night, 3 mics.
Give it to him. Pause.
All right, fuck. We'd like to end the show with a segment we call Secret Genius Life Coach. We give the people some words of wisdom. Get through the week. Get to the next episode. I'm Kamala's Secret Genius, and the words of the week are this. Everything's smart
set traffic lights.
Mm.
God. Bro. You need the same traffic technology for the last 100 years. We let these red lights at 1-2 o'clock in the morning stop our progress. And we just sit there and wait on the light to change. Because why?
We don't need them, bro.
The same shit is applicable across the board. We let shit stop us just because it's there.
My.
That's all I got.
Man, side streets should just have stop signs. There should be no light to let you from the side street to the main street. You have to figure it out.
They switching the lights now. They're doing roundabouts.
All the main streets should have a green light all day. What's up with the roundabouts?
Yo, whoever at the Georgia Department of Transportation took a trip to Europe.
I like it.
It was like, hey, man.
Man.
It's cheaper.
Roundabouts.
We should be doing roundabouts.
It's cheaper.
Cheaper than what? The light?
A light, because you ain't got no light there. It's just a roundabout.
You don't need no electricity. Light. You need stop signs. Your ass on.
I like roundabouts.
Or you. I like you know you like roundabouts.
But hey, them.
You wonder why you had car troubles. Fucking roundabouts. Like, yeah, you know my car messed up. Yeah, nigga. Driving in circles. Being fucking ridiculous.
Late nights.
Roundabouts. Man.
Mushrooms.
Get the fuck out of here. Anybody got time for that?
Morden Culture is the brand. It's the Morden Culture Show. Come on, Secret Genius.
Give them the light.
Tyler Chronicles. Ryan Jordan.
I'm giving y'all the light.
Deferred.
What's up?
We out, man.